The world is an amazing place, made beautiful and inspiring by nature and people. But our home is finely balanced and precious. Environmental Defence Fund are here to protect it, defend it, and celebrate it. Every day, billions of actions have an effect on our collective home. Our climate is changing. Our seas are being depleted of fish. Our land no longer sustains the rich web of life it once did. As a population, we all know, we all care. But the pressing issues of our own lives mean we often can't make it our top priority. But Environmental Defence Fund can. For 50 years, this is a group that's been keeping watch and taking action.
Environmental Defence Fund follows the science, even when it takes us to unexpected places. We don't just oppose problems, we propose solutions. That's where our team really excels.
People bring their diverse perspectives, their backgrounds, their experiences, their lifestyle to bear on what the issues and challenges are.
I love that we combine science and economics to create innovative solutions that involve incentives to create lasting change.
The story of Environmental Defence Fund began on Long Island, New York, with a handful of scientists, including Art Cooley, then a biology teacher.
I got two telephone calls from two people who were in the class, and their question was, that was a good talk that you gave about the destruction of wetlands, but what are you going to do about it?
Soon the scientists teamed up with an attorney to challenge the practice of spraying wetlands with DDT, a pesticide that was harming the bald eagle, osprey, and other magnificent birds. Recognizing the potential of this new approach, the scientists created Environmental Defence Fund, took their effort nationwide, and won a US ban on DDT in 1972. Today, we have offices throughout the USA, in Mexico, China, and now Europe. We use a powerful combination of science, law, economics, and partnerships to get results. We've created incentives to reward fishermen who help fish stocks recover and farmers who provide homes for wildlife. They make more money and the planet is better off. Our use of science and technology has helped expose and fix a huge range of problems, from getting lead out of petrol to stopping methane leaks that harm the climate.
When I heard that Environmental Defence Fund were coming to Europe, I was really excited because I'd heard about their work for years and I knew that they got things done.
We're a resilient organisation with a passion for preserving our beautiful planet. We are Environmental Defence Fund. 50 years of forging solutions that help people and nature prosper.